I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
16 years ago, this discussion about concerns about bias in policing or racial profiling, that was occurring in 2000. And the cities mentioned weren't Chicago, but they were, or Detroit or Baltimore. The cities mentioned then were the New Jersey State Police, Miami-Dade, and L.A. But it was the same conversation, the same concerns, and we were having the same things occur in St. Paul. Well, as a result of those seemingly distant things, the distancing between trust between police and the community, we had a community conversation where we did a couple focus groups. And as a result of those focus groups, the long story there, but let me just suffice it to say that they came away with that direct saying, what we want the police department to do is to hire for character and train for competence. And the character traits, they actually came up with 15, but if you distill those and kind of order them, they kind of nest into four areas: trustworthiness, truthfulness, responsibility, and respectfulness. So trustworthy, truthful, responsible, respectful. And what the community was saying is, we don't think that you can make men and women have those character traits. So we want you to hire them and then train them to have those skills necessary to be an effective police officer. Well, yeah, wow, how do you go about doing that? So we started those discussions inside the St. Paul Police Department in my role as a training director and then later as assistant chief. But a couple things happened. One, 9/11. Which really shifted a lot of the work that needed to be done locally and nationally. Then the Republican National Convention came in 2008, but the planning began in 2006. So this never really got off the ground, but now that I've been able to be sheriff, this is where we started, saying I haven't forgotten about this community conversation. And beginning in 2011, that became the script that we would use on how we hire. First, looking for people that are trustworthy, truthful, responsible, and respectful. And we do that through our oral questions at an oral interview, and we look for that repetitively in their backgrounds, in their psychological profile. And if they make it through all of that, I'll just give you an example. Someone would say, well, how can you detect that in an oral interview? I'd say, well, we don't really ask the question, why do you want to be a deputy? Why do you want to become a police officer? We really ask the question, when was the last time you did something with someone who is less fortunate than you? What was the outcome? What did you learn? And it's very interesting where you run into candidates, what their answers are, and then you run into candidates that can give you two or three examples. Okay, we're getting some clues about their character. So when they arrive in the academy, I have, you know, you might say it's kind of an intense conversation, but I congratulate them on making it through the process thus far. And I acknowledge, I say, you are here because there's probable cause to believe that you're men and women of great character, particularly in the areas of trustworthiness, truthfulness, responsibility, and respectfulness.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.